So a Metatoiv and Meitiv. Mo says, you make a Metatoiv and Meitiv only if they weren't in front of you at the time of the Boyer Priyagofen. But if they were in front of you at the time you made the Boyer Priyagofen, then you do not make that Metatoiv and Meitiv. There's a discussion what this means. The Shabura brings, if you two of them in front of you, so you make the bracha by prayer, and the more fashionable one. Mela, the second one, is less fashion. The second one is not less fashion, and there's no type of mitzvah. A mitzvah is when you do the less fashion and the more fashion. That sounds like it's just a technical thing. Shofanon continues that and any new wine you can make a type of mitzvah, even if you're not sure if the second is better than the first one, as long as you don't know that it's worth it. According to this, you get two different wines on the table, and you're not sure which is better than the other one, then even if it's on the table, you should be able to make a tov and make. Yeah. The problem is, Mr. Brew brings another place, the brother of tov and make, and they brought him a new one now into the house. He had one from before in the house, and he was planning to drink both of them, because the other one wasn't on the table. One opinion says that's good enough. But the Luther says, that if they're both in your hands at the time of the bracha and you plan to drink both of them, then it's equal to be on the shulchan. You don't have to make a tov and meitiv. So here seems to be saying that even though that you're going to bring a better wine, but the maisa you had in your home and for whatever reason it wasn't on the table, that is also you're not required to make a tov and meitiv in such a situation. In other words, before we said that the only reason when you have two wines in front of you, you don't make a tov and meitiv is because you're always going to make a bracha. And the better one, and the second will be a worse one. The point of the second story is, if you knew that you were planning to drink them, just one wasn't mamish on the table, it's considered that you had your doubts about them. It's not considered a type of eschatrus by bringing the second wine. You won't make that type of mitzvah on the second one. The point of this, we're limiting that type of mitzvah very much. So the mitzvah is only the case if you plan to drink one, and then something happened, or you change your mind, or whatever, and you decide to drink a mofoshebe. Other than that, if you initially plan to drink both of them, you won't make a tov and meitiv. And Purim, you drank one, and then somebody with a shalat mona, oh, a fancy one. I'm sure you can make a tov and meitiv with some more conditions that two people are drinking it together.